Hey, everybody. Thanks for being here with me today. I never get tired of hearing from people that I've worked with 6 months down the road that they just don't even feel like the same person anymore. It's just so gratifying to see their relationship to themselves, to their businesses, to their bodies, to the world, to other people, just so dramatically shifting. I also love working with men because men historically have been told to stuff their feelings, not have their feelings. And yet we know from research in business that a lot of reason people get stuck in business or have blocks or are not performing at their best is because of old trauma and old blocks. So by removing the things that are getting in our way at a deep level, we can just have the freedom, the joy, and the performance that we're capable of. So I hope you enjoy this interview with Sion. Welcome to Next Level Healing. I'm your host, Dr. Tara Perry. For 25 years, I've helped professionals, first responders, celebrities, Olympians, teachers, moms, dads, and people just like you achieve their results better and faster than they thought possible. This is where measurable modern science meets the quantum. We're so glad you're here. Let's dive right in. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Next Level Healing. I'm your host, Dr. Tara Perry, and I'm here with Sion.
Hi, I'm Sion. Nice to meet you, everyone.
I love it so much when men talk about the process because traditionally men have been told to kind of stuff their feelings, shove them down, not pay attention to them. Would you say that that's kind of true?
Yeah, you grew up into it. I guess it's the way things work. You're supposed to kind of either mask everything or push it away and focus on what you're supposed to do, I guess, you know, which, you know, provide however the, in this life, whatever they tell you you should go and do, which is, you know, graduate and go here, then go there, then focus on that when you don't really have the time or the ability to connect yourself and you're supposed just to follow some instructions that are, you know, given.
So, yeah. So what is it that you were struggling with that you wanted to change in your life, and what was attractive about this process?
Well, what I wanted to change is, you know, I assume past experience at being in the military was past experiences that I felt and loved ones around me felt that did affect me. That not necessarily came from me at first. I was very fortunate in that people that loved me, you know, pushed me and encouraged me to do it. And obviously it takes the time to kind of talk with yourself, talk to yourself, accept it, process it, and go and do it. And realization that, you know, I wasn't connected to, it was simple material world for me. I wasn't connected to anything, anything beyond it. You know, a rock was a rock and a tree was just a tree. And when the chase of money and success and just blind to everything that is really, your eyes can see, but you don't notice, if it makes sense.
And
that's what it did for me. So first, the process started with cleaning with you. You cleaned a lot of those things, you know, putting them away. And then you have the availability and the ability to see what's beyond while also, you know, learning about meditations, learning about the universe. That is a lot more than what we see. Energy, frequency, and it does a lot.
So what was the change in experience? What was your experience of life before? And
how life went before?
Yeah, what were you struggling with? What was the feeling that you didn't want to be struggling with anymore?
Anxieties, things that are very connected to the materialistic world if you were always in a pursuit of something.
Right.
You know, anxieties, depressions, ups, downs, highs that are high, lows that are low.
Yeah.
And always measuring yourself by quantities and amounts that are, again, just material numbers, not, no growth really in you that can bring a lot more success in the long run, by the way.
Yeah, that's,
you know,
that's,
you're really kind of limiting yourself, but you don't know that, you just don't know it.
Yeah.
You don't know it exists. You don't know it's there.
At what point in the process did you go, oh, this is different and this is working for me?
So we spoke, and before I saw you, you recommended I'll start listening to Joe Dispenza. And my wife connected me to the program of Joe Dispenza. And that's where it started for me. Just listening from the very first class, you know, ever, just listening, driving and listening, and realizing this is amazing. I mean, things started to happen for me. It's not like I needed, you know, the universe talks back to you. You reach, you get, it reaches back. And that's what happened. It just, and I started to get into it a little bit more, started meditations of 2 minutes because I had nothing really, I had nothing to do with it. And I felt like it's, I didn't even know what it was. I had no idea what it really is. And so.
You always like to be right in the middle of the interviews.
And so, that's just how it went for me. From Joe Dispenza, it got better and better. And then obviously we met for the first time, first session, and things started to really click. Cool for me.
Hey guys, studies are showing that 68% of people that watch podcasts regularly don't click the subscribe button. Do me a huge favor. If you like this content, click subscribe so other people know where to go for the cool stuff. Thank you. So at what point when we were doing the sessions, did you go, oh, this actually works. This is shifting things in my life.
Right after the first session, things went really, really cool. Again, coming from a very materialistic perspective of things, I wasn't expecting that. But you have to come with just an open mind and it's not like you don't need to be on a pill for 2 weeks to feel it works.
Yeah,
I mean, it's kind of an instant.
Yeah.
Some things are instant. Some things come with time, but some things are instant.
Beautiful.
And while we were I was laying down, and when you kind of told me, okay, let's take everything, put it in a disc, put it aside.
Yeah.
And that's right there. You start feeling it.
Yeah.
You know, it really happens. So you wake up. Feel lighter, feel better. And as the day goes by, you keep a positive mindset. I mean, it just goes that way.
So what does life feel like now? And we were talking actually right before the interview, well, what's shifted for you? But what does it feel like now to move through your life today versus, say, a year ago?
Well, a lot better. I don't even like to kind of remind myself of a year ago who I was. I wasn't a bad person, but I wasn't connected to anything I am today. And it's kind of, I didn't know what I was missing. Today is just, it feels right and it's effortless because when you feel right about it, you don't really need to make an effort towards it. Whatever you do about it just feels good, makes you feel good. It feels right. It's not like making the effort to wake up and do this and do that. You want to do it because you see the results on you and then on surroundings and then also in livelihood, health, whatever it is that you wanted back then. And you worked so hard, but it didn't really happen. You were just, you know, hitting your head in a brick wall. Now it just happens because you understand how to manifest and how the universe can bring things to you. Doesn't mean you don't work hard. You work just as hard, but you come from a different place. You use different energies. You use different mindset. And it reaches out back to you. People come. Beautiful things happen. Joe Dispenza say that, by the way. You know, something amazing will happen to you today or soon. And it does. It does. It does. When you're on that frequency with those energies, something good got to happen. And until then, whatever happens, you have to understand it happens for the best. And if you have that mindset, everything is just going to have a great flow.
I love that. You summed that up so well. And I love that you said you didn't know what you were missing, because I think that's true. And when you're suffering and you're pushing against something and you're struggling and you think you're doing all the right things, but it's so hard.
It is. But you don't know any other way. You don't.
Yeah.
You just don't. So I can't really blame myself, but I can be grateful where I am now, that I've met all the people that brought me here and helped me. Oh, obviously, you know, yourself. And I just don't think about who I was. Sometimes I have that for a second, but there's no point in that. There's no point. I'm in a much better place, you know. So the thing, and everything works like that. The way you interact with people, the way you do things, the way you go about things, it talks back to you. It's really nice.
If you were to go back and talk to Tsion when he was 10 years old, what would you say?
Buckle up. Whoa. It's been great.
Yeah.
Just buckle up.
Yeah. If you could give him advice, and like, if you had like 2 minutes to just say, hey.
Keep an open mind and just explore everything you can. Because, you know, when you're in a kind of a materialistic bubble, you have a disregard, or you're like, they're meditating, and then, you know, you just don't understand it. So you're not really fear from it, but you dismiss it rather than be a little bit more curious. Because I'm a curious guy, but we reach out. Don't just dismiss. And it's a society thing, you know. But thank God the world is moving, in my opinion, in a good place, and it's no longer, you know. I don't know. It's just people look at it differently. Meditations, holistic ways, alternative medicine.
Less material, more what are we doing here in the first place, right?
Yes, totally. And it's okay. And if you have those materialistic goals, they're okay. Yeah. You can still achieve them, but you can even achieve them better.
Yeah, talk about that, because being stuck in the materialism and trying and pushing, was that optimizing your performance?
I learned that it's not. When you think, you know, the harder I'll get on people and the harder I'll get on everything, I'll get this and get that, and you do get success, okay, but you're not pleasant to be around sometimes. The way you, to some people that feed off your energy, that it hurts. It could be hurtful. And if you would know of a different way, a better way of going about it, you'll actually make double, because the other people will feed off your energy, such a good energy, want to be around you, would want other people to be around you. And then your business grows, you grow, and then instead of making X, you're making X times two, times three, kindly, you know, with just good energy. And feel like you're giving back also a lot more, which is perfectly fine.
That's a great description. So if you were just briefly to say the biggest benefit from where you were 4 months ago to now would be what?
And then I'm same, you know, same guy, but I'm, whatever I do and the way I am, I'm just a lot more connected to the universe, to energy, to God, and to people. Come from a loving, grateful place, not from, you know, superficial place that has nothing behind it, you know.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
And how does that feel?
Great. Fantastic. By all means.
Is there anything else you want to share with people about, you know, who might be struggling, who might be pushing hard, who might just not have arrived to that yet?
Don't push hard, and there's no reason to be aggressive trying to push for it to happen. The secret is actually in letting go, not by pushing. When you let go and you just put the trust in God, you put the trust in the universe, you put the trust in your energy, and you just let it go, the fact that you trust and good to come back to you, that alone will bring you exactly what you're looking for. Don't go and try to run after something. It's not there. Let it come to you. Just trust it that it will come. That's it. Yeah, that's all. That's all.
Well, thank you so much for joining us here on Next Level.
Thank you for having me. I'm happy to be here.
And if you got benefit, please click subscribe. And we'll see you on the next episode of Next Level Healing. Thanks for joining us for this episode of Next Level Healing. Please like, subscribe, and let us know how this helped you. How can it be even more life-changing? We love hearing from you. And if you're eager to upgrade your life, click the button here or go to consulttara.com and get your free customized GPS map. Get the coordinates for where you are now and where you want to go. Clients consistently report it's faster and easier than they thought possible. Remember, you were meant for more, and it is available to you. See you right here next week for our next episode.